Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
I'm
hello, hello, XOXO. Right now, you are rocking with the best 2 hours of Tuesday night with TD Radio. This is your hostess, your poetress, the one who makes you smile. I am Miss PD. And to my far right is my PD Radio engineer, the soul producer and beat therapist extraordinaire. He is my co-host, Black. Black, good evening. You ready to give him another great show, man?
Hey, you crazy, Mom. You know we got to get it on now with the jams. I'm
yes,
ready.
Yes, Mom, yes.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, I'm happy to be on tonight.
Hey,
feeling
you know
good over
right.
there?
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I think people was feeling a little too good today. I know the weather was, you know, a little righteous, but you got to put the
right.
shirts and flip-flops away, white folk. You got to do it. Come
you
on now.
You know what?
Not
Stop
that cool.
It.
Not that nice out. Not that nice.
You leave them be.
Hey, I'm trying
Let
not
them
to get
enjoy.
Sick.
I know. You had a bad not too long ago.
Yeah, I'm good now. That's right.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't got crazy sick. But anyway, we going in tonight, y'all, with the throwback music and comedy clips. I'm messing up already.
I'm going to let you slide
and comedy,
on that one, Miss PD.
You going to let me slide? All right.
I'll
thanks
let you slide.
We going in on the comedy clips of some of the funniest cats in the game so you can get your laugh on and your two-step popping.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, man. This PD is in violation right now.
PD Radio.
She's a second time offender. Violation.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
I see that.
You know, get them a little hype. Black, that's all. That's all I'm trying to do. We already kicked off the show with the time, Jungle Love. Yes. I'm cutting up already. We kicked off the show with the time, Jungle Love, followed up by Mark Morrison, Return of the Mat. Now, see, here on PD Radio, we want to play those songs from back in the day that you don't hear much of anymore. And trust me, we have a lot more coming during the course of the show. And, of course, your man
you know
Black,
it.
He dug deep to bring us the funny tonight. I'm going to try to keep it together, y'all. We really going to try because once I start laughing, it's hard for me to turn it off.
It's a wrap. Exactly.
It's a wrap. Anybody who's close to me knows that. So I will try. Shout out to last week's guest, DJ Lynn Storm, and his artist Day for coming through and discussing their project titled Then, Now, and Forever. We enjoyed that interview very much. I've enjoyed the interview with all of our past guests. Haven't you, Black? Good people we've been interviewing on the show. Black, we lost Black. It's all good. Shout out to all our loyal listeners who tune in every week to check out our antics and continue to show support. Huge shout out to the boss man, Bad C, for putting us on his six-man radio network. And love to the whole six-man radio team with the beautiful Nadine Michelle, Jasmine, Cobra, GMS, Timmy Guns, and our new host, one of which is Colby. She has a show coming out called The Race very soon, so you guys make sure you tune in and check that out. And big shout out to Blog Talk for featuring tonight's show. We really, really, really appreciate the love. And I have a few more shout outs I want to give real quick to Just Infamous, S Love, Valencia, Levan, Eargasm, Danica, Rochane, Lady G, Tony Stills, Lynn Storm, and Spoken Word. I really see you guys pushing the show and showing active support, and you all are very much appreciated. So, thank you very much from PD Radio.
I'm back in the building.
Uh-oh. You left me.
Hey,
What's
Block, Danny. They tried to censor me, but you know.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's right.
I know that's right.
I'm back, baby. You can't get rid of me.
I know that's right.
Ooh.
Black, you shot out. You are shot out. You got any shout outs you want to do before we keep the show rolling? I done gave mine.
I got a shout. I want to give a shout out to you.
To me for what?
Hey, you know, always, you know, keeping it always real, and the music selection is always on point. I don't know where you get the crates from, but you go back and you pull everything together. So want to give you some love. And I also want to answer a question to a loyal listener who wanted to know how me and you hooked up. So
I'm going to
answer that question right now live. So this time me and Miss PD hooked up was a long time ago. I was, you know, me doing the, you know, my beat stuff, and I was trying to get a position on some mixtape, and Miss PD, you know, she was doing her thing and evaluating music, and this how I went down. This how I met Miss PD back in the day. So give a listen, baby.
Hey, what you mean ain't good enough, man? What you mean ain't good enough? My name is Slay. Brother, like Gumby, you talking about I ain't good enough.
I mean exactly what I said. You need more experience, all right? You need to work on your mixing more.
What you mean? What the fuck is wrong with my mix?
Wait, I know
it's my day.
I know
what's wrong with my mix?
Look, the shit is totally sloppy. Only a fool would open up the way
man.
You do. Nobody likes the records that you play, all right? It's just completely whack. Face it.
Fuck you.
Well, you might have a chance if that shit wasn't so small.
And that's how me and Miss PD met. Y'all think Miss PD is saint. But if your music is not right, she will come at your neck, baby. Just let you know. So I had to put that out there.
I hate you. You stupid. You got me with that one. You messed me up, Black. You stupid. Black stupid, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm going to be looking for a new Cole soon.
Don't do it.
Black be getting me. Don't do it. Nah, I need you, Black. I can't get rid of you. I need you.
So
we're going to keep
the
show rolling.
All right.
Well, you know, we're going to keep the show rolling, and we are going to do the celebrity birthdays right about now. And first up on the roster, rapper Rick Ross, 37. Actor Elijah Wood of Lord of
Just
the Rings,
barely.
32. Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys, 33. Singer Anthony Hamilton, 42. Rapper J. Cole, 28. Joey Fatone of NSYNC, 36. NFL quarterback Dante Culpepper, 36. Oprah Winfrey, 59. Actor Tom Selleck of Magnum P.I. fame, 68. Actor Christian Bale, 38. Hip-hop artist Kid Cudi, 28. Singer Phil Collins, 61. Actor Wilmer Valderrama.
Who?
Wilmer Valderrama of that 70s show. He's 32 years old this week. Former NBA guard Jalen Rose, 39. Singer Jody Watley, 53. Actor Charles Dutton, 61. That's my man right there. Justin Timberlake, 31. Actress Kerry Washington, 35. NFL player Vernon Davis, 28. Big Boy of Outkast, 37. Singer Shakira, 35. Rapper Gucci Mane, 32. And singer Sean Kingston is 22. So happy birthday to you guys from PD Radio. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Give it
I'm
up for
right
y'all.
Now.
Birthday love from PD Radio to all the celebrities.
I'm giving a special birthday shout out to Rick Ross because he barely made out. Just crossed the finish line on that one, baby. Need to relocate.
What's up? Talk to me about Rick Ross.
You just
you know, he just crashed up his vehicle. You know, somebody tried to take him out, you know. Bullets,
what?
You know, shots fired. Yeah, you know, it's getting real. It's getting real. Some of these artists, they can't even do concerts anymore. You know what I mean? They're getting death threats and all kinds of other stuff. I think, what, Gucci Mane just had one not too long ago.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
wasn't it just
see.
A fight between Quiz?
Who? Yeah, you in rare form tonight. What was his name?
Chris Brown. Son of a
Team Breezy at it again, baby. If y'all don't know, Frank Ocean, Team Breezy. I saw the video.
Oh,
I was cracking up.
Wait, it's
more
on video?
Charges. Yeah, they got a video.
It's on video? I didn't know it was on video. Oh, I need
all
to check that out.
Is
it funny?
Chris Brown
funny?
Getting out of hand. Peter Dennis Rodman, R&B. I don't know what's
are
going on with
are they fighting? Or are they slapping each other? What they doing?
That is stupid. I'm going to let you. We're going to post that on PD Radio. That's what we're going to do. Make sure y'all check out the site. Make sure y'all check that out. PDRadio.site40.net. Check that out.
That's right. And guys, if you want us to shout you out on the air tonight, call us up. Stop being shy. Stop being scared. We don't bite. Call us up. We'll shout you out. Maybe read your horoscope to you. 646-478-3599. Call us up. Tell us how you enjoy the music. Tell, you know, Black to stop picking on me. You know, whatever you want to say. Just call up and kick it with us, you know. That's all I'm saying. But I think right now we should go into our first comedy clip of the night, Black.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to hit y'all with a little bit of DL. DL Hughley. Going to let y'all marinate on that for a minute. So let's do it. Let's kick it. Let's ride.
Oh, no, you didn't. I hate you.
Mixed audience, too, man. It's a doctor sitting next to the motherfucker that's going to rob him after the show. That shit. Look at all the white people. Oh, shit. Man, I was at the Capitol today. I had no idea the Capitol was right next to the roughest fucking neighborhood I ever been to my whole goddamn life. I saw a squirrel with a bulletproof vest on. Fuck this shit. I mean, the Capitol is surrounded by pedophiles, criminals, and drug addicts. And that's just the House of Representatives. That's true. You know, D.C. is a black city. They got the bus white people in. Ain't that a bitch?
We're going to the city. Let's all go together.
I don't understand it. Now we got everybody running for president. We got a Mormon, a black man, and a woman. Sound like I'm getting ready to tell a bar joke, don't it? Hillary Clinton, every time she get in front of a black audience, she talk black. You ever notice that? She gonna fuck around and slip up. Bitch, please. Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that shit out loud. Who else we got? We got John McCain. He running for president, but he's 70 fucking years old. 70 years old? You can't be president. You must be out your fucking mind. 70, the only job you should ever have is a greeter at Walmart. Fuck you. Shit. I ain't bullshitting. If your birthday got 19-0-anything in it, you should be taking a nap. Let your ass be president and you fall asleep on the butt and blow us all up. What the fuck is... Now, Giuliani, he's running for president, and his sole qualification is that he was mayor of New York when 9/11 happened. You know, he was there, so he's an expert on terrorism. That's like me seeing a pregnant woman go, ooh, she must be an expert on fucking. She was there when it happened. We got Mitt Romney running for president, and he's a Mormon. And Mormons up until 1978 believed it was a sin to be black. Ain't that a bitch? We talking about 1978. That's 2 years after the Jeffersons. Ain't that a bitch? How could you believe Weezy ain't going to heaven? Well, I guess you could go to heaven. They had a loophole. We could get to heaven, but we had to be real good. And once we got there, we still had to be slaves. Ain't that fucked up? You spend your whole life giving up hookers and drugs and walking in God's light, and your reward is to be the limo driver for Donnie and Marie. Fuck you. Shit. And the big question is, Barack Obama's running for president in the country. Is the country really ready for a black president? After the motherfucker we got? Come on now. Come on. Let's be realistic.
PD Radio.
No. That was funny. That was funny. We have a caller on the line right now.
Yeah, we're
gonna bring that call. Black, you mess.
You know, we got warm tonight up a little bit, so I start a little DL. We're going to get back to him, too, a little bit later in the show, of course. But we're just going to pick some random clips from various years. So hope y'all enjoying this. So let's do it.
You having some technical difficulties over there, huh?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, we got a caller on the line. Let's bring the caller in and see what they have to say.
Hey, Steve Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello. Can you hear
hello?
Me? Hello.
Hello. Hello, what's up?
Do y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We
of
can hear you loud and clear.
We hear you.
Oh, shit. PD Radio, what's good?
Going on.
What's up?
Wait.
Shut up.
No.
I hate both of y'all now. All right, guys. You guys out there listening to them picking on me. We got the boss man bad seat on the line.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
Calling
up
starting trouble.
We just getting it all up.
Yeah, man. Look, man. Yo, I'm just listening as a fan, y'all. I'm listening, checking y'all out. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. Shout out to y'all. Salute to y'all. God bless. All that
thank
good
you,
shit.
Thank you.
I just want to say something though about DL. DL Hughley. Y'all think he's funny?
Hey, DL got a little throwback to him. You know what I mean? Like your old uncle, and drunk uncle and shit.
True. He got the old uncle swag.
He got the old uncle swag.
He not super duper funny, but he all right.
Yeah. Everybody got
that's
that old uncle. Everybody got that old uncle in their family that be like, watch out now. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? He one of them. He's a watch out now uncle.
Okay, that's what it is. I'm not a
big huge fan of his, like his TV show. You know, you know.
Yeah, it was so-so. Yeah.
Maybe it's the birthmark that looks like a sideburn that's
see?
Bothering me.
He's got the ham. The pork chop.
He's got the one ludicrous pork chop on the side of the what the fuck? Yo, I'm...
God, I got to give him some love, man, because when, Jeff Comedy Jam first hit the airwaves back in the day, DL was a big part of that whole, you know, that comedy movement. So, kind of, you know, he kind of sticks with you through time. So I had to give him some love.
Yeah, man. Word up.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Word up. At all, man. PD Radio, y'all doing y'all thing. I love y'all, man. Word up.
Thank you.
This is the place to be on Tuesday night, damn it. Word up.
We have been confirmed.
Word up. Like, what else? No, Tabby, I just have one request.
I hate y'all.
When your diabolical plot to blow up the world comes to fruition, can you please send a memo ahead of time so I can jump off the earth, please? I don't want to die yet, all right?
You know it's coming.
I believe
she could do it. I believe she could do it. Yo, I'm out of here, man. Love y'all. Peace.
Oh,
y'all.
Man.
That's what's
thank
up, baby.
You.
All right, bro.
I hate
that's
y'all.
That's how we get down on PD
Radio.
Even
right. We got another caller on the line.
That's right.
Bring
call
the next
up and
caller
show
in
the
black.
Love. PD Radio,
let's
what's
see
your
what
name? Where you calling from?
Say.
What's up? This is Jess. What's going on? Y'all crazy.
What's up?
Diabolical. That's
what's
a
up,
good name.
Jess?
Yes.
Miss PD, she. Y'all got hey. I'm about to send Miss PD some oxygen.
I know, right? Listen, when I start laughing so hard, I start breathing.
That's
why I eat the last
door.
Some
oxygen up in here.
What's going
y'all not
on,
even
Jess?
Right. What's up, Jess? How you doing tonight? You enjoying the music?
I'm loving the music. I'm just loving the vibe, the energy. Y'all always bring it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, y'all the best duo on radio. You know what I'm saying? You need to really go ahead, you know what I mean, go mainstream with it and stop playing. You know what I mean? That guys need to be up on like 99, you know, 97 point something. Shit. So what do you think with this?
That's our second confirmation of the night.
Right. Hey, nice.
But Jess, I want to know, though, what you know about the time Jungle Love? What you know about that?
Jungle Love?
I don't really think you know about that.
But the term Jungle Love?
I really
love?
Don't. You don't know nothing about that.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I don't know.
You know about Mars Day?
Oh,
what
Mars
you know? He said, I want to see some ass wiggling.
Mars Day. Yeah,
oh, man, yes.
Miss P.
Over capacity. I mean, it was just a disaster waiting to happen. So,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it lost
wow, that's
lost
terrible.
I mean, coming. And rightfully so, you know, so.
Right.
You know,
Of course, it's definitely going to be a lawsuit.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that, you know, these clubs, you know, take heed of this and, you know, go ahead and get these fire marshals up in there and inspect their shit, because these are, you know, young lives just trying to have fun, you know, that you're dealing with. You got to, you know, this is your establishment,
right.
You know what I mean? And you're supposed to be really, you know, having, you know, some safeguards for these people to have fun with, so.
I think
right.
It was a setup. That's just me.
Really?
Yeah, man, you know, you
I
kind of
think it was a setup because the band said they played it all the time. And they said they never had a problem. And then you had two owners and then two, I think, maybe affiliates or whatever with the club or
uh-huh.
something like that who were, you know, got arrested. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like...
Oh, wow.
It just doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? That many people would die... You're blocking people from even going out. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
we'll see.
The story's going to be still open. So hopefully with the weeks to come, we can find out more what happened, what's going on, so this can be prevented, you know what I mean, and such cases, you know what I mean, that's coming forth. So just sad, man. You know, everybody got to be careful in the 13, you know what I mean, because, you know, the 13 is not a good, not a lucky
hey.
Number. But this
hey,
year, you know,
man, hey, is that the year started came in crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Hey, Jess.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, real quick. I got a Twitter follower who wants to know: did you see hieroglyphics? About.
Women, no. You, I mean, women.
I'm gonna rewind the tape, and I'm gonna play it next
week.
So women, you see hieroglyphics? I'm
hieroglyphics. Oh. So what's the proper terminology then, baby?
Powder. How about that? Hey. We going real with that one.
You mean pyroclip?
I love the PD. Hey, the followers is crazy, man. They keep up with the show real time.
I
so.
Couldn't even say.
Hey.
But that's,
you know, that's
now tell that Twitter. You know what I mean? To let me know what, you know what I mean, what's the proper terminology.
All right, we're going to get that information, baby. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Hey, Mr. Black.
I'm done.
Miss PD.
Miss PD.
We got music, yes.
Can you tell me what was the proper terminology for that word when those fireworks be going off on stage?
Isn't it pyroglyphic?
Hey,
you said hieroglyphic,
pyro,
right?
No, I said pyroglyphic.
Oh, you did? Hey, don't worry, I'm going to rewind it.
Yeah, rewind that.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't worry, you're going to rewind it.
You know, man,
we
got to
keep it rolling,
right.
Man. We got to keep it rolling. We're going to keep this rolling.
Yeah.
We're going to find out what's going on.
Get into the music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going
to. Kind of get into the music.
Ready,
let's get back.
PD Radio.
To the task at hand. PD
oh, yeah.
Radio.
PD Radio.
My PD listeners, this is Miss PD, your host of PD Radio, and I want to thank you all tremendously for tuning in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and keeping us on lock. We do this for you, and you help us shine. PDRadio.site40.net.
I think it's a chance I might have a dumb baby. I know it sound mean. Shit don't sound right, but I swear to God, I think I figured the shit out. I don't think my son is as smart as he's supposed to be. My son doing a lot of dumb baby shit, man. He ain't making smart baby noises. You know, smart babies make smart baby noises. Shit is separated. Shit is separated. My son got one noise. Shit lasts for a long ass time. All day. You know how embarrassing that shit is when you got company? You in the house, this nigga come out the room. Get the fucking, goddammit. Put the helmet on his ass and put him in the. Don't let this. I told you to put his. Shit. Fucking dumb baby.
PD Radio.
Richard is the rawest motherfucker in showbiz. Richard's the one that made me want to do comedy. When I was little, I wanted to be Richard Pryor so bad. I used to read, listen to sneaking. Remember, you sneak in the basement, put his albums on, and just listening. Your mother ain't supposed to hear, so you listen, listening to shit. And I turned. I wanted to be Richard so bad. I used to go out on stage when I was 15 and talk and act and walk and do everything like Richard Pryor. My mother would sit there and watch her little 15-year-old son on stage saying some outlandish shit. My whole act back then was about taking a shit because that's all I had done at 15. That was my life experience, but it sounded like Richard Pryor jokes. I'd be going, you ever like sometime, right, you get on that toilet, and when you shit, that water splash up on your ass? Don't that make you mad, right? You know what really make me mad is when shit come halfway out your ass, then go back up in that motherfucker. Right? Why does shit be teasing your ass, right? Just get the fuck out, right? You know what really bothers me is when you be straining for a long time, right, and one little pebble shit come out, right? Be some shit this big, right? Well, put your head up your asshole and say, that's all the shit I'm going to get, motherfucker. You know what really makes me mad? When your ass don't cooperate with you and clench up and break the shit in half. And you be mad as a motherfucker, too, because you know you got to wipe your ass for like 5 hours and shit, right? Use 12 rolls of toilet paper on that motherfucker. You know what really make me mad, though, is afterwards, right? It's after you shit. You done all the shit you're going to do for the whole day, right? You finish shitting, and you flush the toilet, and wait a second, and one chunk come back. What does that chunk want?
PD Radio.
Woo, there's some of the classics right there. Hey, and don't even try to lie, because everybody out there done experienced that water splashing up on your ass. Y'all know it. I don't care how cute you think you is, how fine you think you is, how manly you think you is. You done ran into the splash squad.
Oh, man. I love, love, love that clip right there. My brother makes fun of me. He said, I swear, he said, Tammy, love to hear people talking about taking a shit and farting.
Uh-oh.
That stuff cracks me up. I don't know
why. I think you might. You might have a little condition. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I am too through. I think we lost Black again. I'm so sorry. We lost Black again, but that was funny. I'm sorry, y'all. Right now, I'm done. We're going to go into some more music right now. I'm going to play for you guys Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise. PD Radio.
Taking out this time to give you a peace of mind.
back. We are back.
And I apologize. I'm having some problems.
Hey, but we keep it rolling.
That's right. Got to keep it rolling.
You know how
gotta keep
we
it rolling.
Do.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. What's up, Black? What's going on over there with you?
Got some information about the what that whole incident is called. I think it's pyrotechnics or something like that. I think that's the right term, or is it pyrotechnics or something like that, but I think it's pyrotechnics. So had to pull that out, but yeah. So we're gonna
make that known.
Yeah, we're gonna make it known and
let's keep it rolling.
What you got for me, Black? Oh, we're gonna get back into some more comedy.
Yes, bring me the funny, please.
Oh, so Eddie Murphy wasn't funny? Oh, man.
You know I love it. Come on now. That clip you played, that was, you know I love that.
Yeah. I don't know. You sound real suspect right now.
I was some more funny.
All right,
what
let's do it. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
We got to be careful because the whole world is going crazy on us. Used to be you get killed by only a few things, like a gun, a knife, somebody hitting you in the head with a rock, a piano falling from the sky. Now you can get killed by anything. I was reading in the paper, motherfuckers are being killed by spinach. I mean, that a bitch. You can't even go to heaven if you get killed by spinach. You can't even go. You don't know what to tell Jesus. You just, you know what, Jesus, I did have a salad. I really did. What I was thinking about. Fuck, you won't die by salad. Then they got salmonella. I thought you got this from Raggedy Bitches. No, come to find out. You get this shit from chicken, it ain't cooked properly. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, that's terrible that white people can catch such a disease with that. And they was like, nah, niggas can get it too. What? You gonna kill a nigga chicken? The way we done supported your whole goddamn career, chicken, you gonna kill a nigga? It say in the Bible, thou shalt not kill niggas with chicken. It says that. Kill a nigga with a two-piece, ain't that a bitch? They got mad cow disease, which fucked me up completely because I didn't even know cows even had feelings like that. I don't give a fuck what the cow feel like, bitch. I just want a number seven. Whole world is fucking crazy. You don't know what to trust. You can fuck around and stay away from gangbangers and drug dealers and still get killed by a squirrel. You got to act like it wasn't a squirrel. Oh, shit, nigga. Don't tell my mama it was a squirrel, nigga. Don't tell my mama it was a squirrel. Tell her nigga shot me with two small bullets in the neck. Tell her. It wasn't a 22, it was an 11. Bitch shot me with an 11. Oh, we losing a lot of gangster niggas. We lost James Brown. God damn it, give it up for the Godfather. That motherfucker was the shit. We don't know none of his lyrics, and that motherfucker was the shit. We still know the fuck Jay was saying. Shut him down, man, huh? Yes, James, yes. Losing a lot of gangster niggas. We lost one of the biggest gangsters in the whole world just recently. Goddamn Crocodile Hunter is gone, children. He's gone. That motherfucker, y'all, that motherfucker was the shit. Crocodile Hunter was the shit. He wasn't scared of shit. If you think he ain't gangster, go to your neighbor house and jump on their Rottweilers and see how that work out for you. That white boy was shit, because he wasn't mean or nasty or nothing. He was friendly and informational. Mother would be hugging crocodiles. Oh, that's a beauty right there, Mike. All right, I've got her in my sights now. Wait for it, wait for it, wait. You did a bloody death roll on me. Did you say I tried to roll?
Hey, we need y'all to call up, man. I want y'all to call us up. Tell us right now, who's the funniest comedian on the earth right now standing? 646-478-3599. Let us know.
Don't be scared, y'all. Call up. We want to hear from you. He said, wait for it.
This is a good debate, because I know right now Kevin Hart is doing his thing. I'm not trying to take nothing away from him. But he's not Cat Williams. He's not, you know what I'm saying? I just, I prefer cat over heart. That's just
right.
me. You know what I mean? So
I
don't know.
And I think the beauty of the comedy, too, is, like, it's one thing to listen to it, but you have to see them in person to get the full effect of the comedy.
Right,
because
exactly.
Because Cat Williams, oh, man.
He's funny. That dude is
he's
crazy.
He's funny. Man, and he's, and I think him being so little, doing all his little, you know, antics makes it even more funnier, because I swear when I went to go see him, he was, like, so little on the stage, running around, running across the stage, falling. He was just too little, and it just made it so funny. So I think that's the big part of it. You have to, like, see them in person versus just listening to the comedy. But out of the two, Kevin Hart and Cat, I'm going with Cat.
Yeah, I got to go
my
with
dude.
Cat, too. I
yeah,
got to go with
my
Cat,
dude.
Too. See, a lot of people don't know, too, that
but back in the day, though, mm-hmm. Eddie was the man.
Eddie transcended. I mean, he took with Richard Pryor, you know, the foundation that was built, Red Fox, you know.
Yeah.
God bless Robin Harris, you know what I mean? He had a small, you know, time that he had on this earth and what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul Mooney's out there, and, you know, Dave
yeah,
Chappelle.
He's funny.
Eddie took it to a whole other level. He made it. He made a comic a superstar, basically.
That's what he did.
That's what he
mm-hmm.
did. So.
That's what
and,
he did.
You know, and plus the one other thing I love about Eddie Murphy is he was able to take movies, incorporate a lot of other comedians, and make it a hit movie. You know what I mean? Like The Coming to America, The Harlem Nights, the
right.
Like Life, you know, movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about Martin Lawrence, too. Don't worry. We will have a part two of
man.
This. Don't worry. We're going to get it on. So.
Man, Martin, shout out.
Oh, yeah.
We should do a whole show on Martin.
Hey.
Play some stand-up. Play some clips from his TV show. We should do that.
We could definitely
Martin
do
Lawrence
it.
Martin Lawrence tribute. What's up?
Brother man, sixth floor.
On the fifth floor.
Fifth floor.
Sandwich. I hate it when he says sandwich.
Oh, the
so
sandwich.
Nasty. I hate that word. People, if you know me, please don't say sandwich around me. I hate it. It just sounds nasty. I hate it.
You know that.
It sounds so ghetto. Like, come on, don't do it, brother. Remember he had, what was they doing? They was planning a wedding. Who was they planning a wedding for on Martin? And who was it, Hustle Man?
Oh, man,
he was
Hustle
doing
man.
The catering. He was making, what was he making? Chitlin loaves?
Yeah, he was making that chitlin loaf.
Shaped like a dove. I said, they stupid. That was a funny episode. And then Cole, remember Cole when he was clipping his toenails? He was like, just one more. And then hit Gina in the forehead.
Hey, Martin is classic. Martin.
Yeah,
classic.
That's that show. That's that show right there. Yeah, let's go back into some more music, Black.
And we're going to come back
music in.
With some more funny, so let's get it on.
Oh, yeah.
If I can find my spot.
You're
killing me.
Early in the morning, I
PD Radio.
Leave. If the bitch is nagging 24/7, nigga, don't take me away. How y'all saying? Y'all tell your friends. Leave that bitch. She's killing you. Ladies, relax. Talking to my sisters, relax. Why is all of that? It's not necessary. Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking to you now. Don't try to deflect. I ain't even done with your ass yet. See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's talk to the brothers. Motherfucker won't be quiet enough to learn something. Let's talk to the brothers. I'm talking for the brothers because we the one that end up dead. Y'all live to be 80, 90 years old. Nigga dead from that shit there. Let's talk to the brothers. I don't know what man with you, but nigga, get out while you can. And you're not going to win an argument with a woman. I don't give a fuck what nationality. You're not. They did a scientific study, man. Women use about 50,000 words a day. A man only uses 5,000. So, ladies, by the time we get off work, we already use the words up. We get home and you motherfuckers want to talk. So, did you notice I got my hair done? Uh-huh, bitch, what you talking about? You understand me? A man has a one-track mind. Women, y'all have five brains. You understand me? I had two uncles that were pimps, so I had bitch knowledge and whole wisdom before I was 12. Y'all have five brains. A woman can compartmentalize. Y'all can think in five different directions at once. A woman can be on the phone with a girlfriend, breastfeeding the baby, stirring up a pot of soup, and sucking a dick. They some bad motherfuckers. A man's got a one-track mind. When we watching the game, that's all the fuck we doing. I'm going to say this again, ladies. When we watching the motherfucking game, that's all the fuck we doing. We so into the game, niggas, like we playing it. Joke that motherfucker. Shake it, nigga. Ah! And here y'all come sliding up next to a nigga. We don't hear shit. Sound like Charlie Brown's school teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Until the commercial come on. Hair. What? Your hair again. You didn't notice I got my hair done. Okay, baby, look. Did you notice I got a new gray hair on my left nut? So we even. We both didn't notice some shit. And I don't know why you keep talking about your damn hair. I ain't gonna do nothing but fuck it and mess it up tonight.
PD Radio.
Oh, man. We gonna keep it rolling, rolling, rolling tonight, baby.
Why? He got a gray hair on his nuts.
PD, I need you to answer that question. What's going on with that, though? What's up with the... So the lady, you know, you can't let the brother come in the house, sit down, take his jacket off. Yes. First thing
first
a man
all,
get in the house, problems. Come on now.
First of all, that's not me. Let me just make that clear right now.
That was you.
I don't do that. Never has, never will. I value my own time too much to try to invade on somebody else's. That's just me. So, you got to ask that question of the lady listeners out there. Call us up, lady, 646-478-3599, and tell us why you be harping on your man as soon as he come through the door. Because I don't know nothing about that. I don't do
that's
that.
That's right. Breathing up all that man's air.
Breathing up the good air.
We got a recaller. I think they want to reclaim something. Let's see what...
We got a recaller?
Let's see what's going
on.
What
the hell?
It's PD Radio.
A recaller.
Somebody out there?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hello, PD Radio.
Hello, PD Radio. What's
going
on?
All I hear is giggles.
You scared?
You know, I didn't even recognize I was on one or whatever.
You scared?
Wow. That's love.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So
you all right over there?
Yeah.
What's up, honey?
Good to y'all. I didn't know that y'all passed me in yet.
What's going on? You got to be ready
all
the time
on
what
you got to say.
No, I was commenting on what y'all was saying. The reason why we like to disturb y'all is because we need y'all to do things, like go to the store, that type of thing.
Ah, so you be doing that?
But the minute he walks in the house, you got to jump on him?
Well, so that he doesn't, you know, so he won't get too relaxed or whatever. Make him do those errands so that he can come back and relax and then watch his game or whatever he has to do. That's how I
feel. Oh, wow.
Isn't that terrible?
Wow, that's crazy. You can't do that, S-Love. You got to let them come in the house. You got to let them relax, you know. Get them something to drink. Feed them some food, you know. Let them chill. Let them get a shower on. Then you hit them up with the big
No. That's one thing you can't do. You cannot let the man take a shower. It's over.
What do you mean it's over? It's not over.
It shuts down after the shower.
Right, because as soon as I put that lotion on my feet, that's it.
Hey, whoa, where you coming from?
Why? I know, right? He's just popping in.
Calling in. No, this is a conference call. We on both on the mic tonight.
After you lotion your feet, it's a wrap, huh?
Right, you know what I mean?
Don't ask you nothing.
And that's true. You know what I mean? Come in, I'm like, wait a minute. I can't sit down for a minute. You know what? Let me go run this shit and get it out the way. Don't bother me afterwards because I ain't going back out.
See, that's my point.
That's where the high blood pressure come in.
Exactly. Nah. Oh, I mean, I guess to each his own, whatever works in your household, but I think the man needs to just... I got another
pet peeve, though.
Oh, gosh. What?
How come women... They don't all day. They hit you up, want to talk to you at work, want to call you 50
Not
million
me.
Times. But if they Not need
me.
Something and you're on your way home, they won't tell you till you hit the door. How come you won't text me before I get home? What's up with that? What's up with men?
What kind of women you dating, Black?
What's up with that? Well, I got to hit the door first, then you want to tell me something.
Yeah, I guess
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all
Whatever.
Know something.
Don't nobody know nothing.
Y'all know something.
Yeah,
this CD knows something.
Yeah, Black knows something. But we gonna flip it up real quick a little bit while we got these guys on the line. I want to go into a horoscope time.
Uh-oh.
As Just Infamous and S Love, I'm going to read your horoscopes on the air.
Uh-oh.
Yes. After this little intro, you know.
All right.
And we're going to come in with it.
Aquarius. Leo.
That's that.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul. Larry. Larry Love.
Stop.
Go ahead, Miss PD. Set it off.
All right, Just Infamous. What's your sign? Just.
Yes, I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. All right, Pisces, an upset between you and a friend might cause you to wonder what you did wrong. Chances are you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Your friend may have money problems and be too embarrassed to talk about it. Wait a few days and call again to see how things are. Your friend will feel more like talking and all should be okay between the two of you. That's your horoscope for the day, Just Infamous.
All right.
Yes. S Love.
Gemini.
You a Gemini?
Oh.
Wow. Gemini. An upsetting dream about someone you love deeply could cause you to awaken suddenly in the night. You might have to ground yourself a little in reality before trying to go back to sleep. Stay calm. The dream isn't prophetic. Probably relates to your own fears about this person and maybe even about yourself.
Wait until morning and write down the dream. The meaning should clarify by then. That's your sign for the day. That's love. And now, we're going to go into black.
Uh-oh.
Black, you're
that's
Aries.
Right. I'm an Aries.
For you, black,
tell me something good,
says,
the last time it wasn't good.
Well, here you go. Too many outside responsibilities at once could have you at odds with a current love partner. Your beloved may seem to be demanding a choice between your job and the relationship. Don't read into the situation. Don't read things into the situation that aren't there. And don't be too proud to talk about it. Pride really can come before a fall. Explain the circumstances in detail and all should be well. That is your horoscope for the day. Black.
Oh,
and
man.
Now, we're going to read the horoscope of the boss man, Bassy. He asked me to shout him out and read his horoscope.
Nice.
He is an Aquarius. So, Aquarius, someone who's a little belligerent and abrasive could interrupt the flow of ideas at a class or workshop dedicated to spiritual and metaphysical concepts and values. This won't sit well with you, but you aren't the type to be confrontational. Don't worry. Let the person have his or her say, then let everyone else debate. Enjoy yourself and learn from all the ideas. So that's for you, Seed, if you're out there listening. That's your horoscope for Aquarius. And we're going to close this out with my horoscope, as I am a Taurus. Here we go. Taurus, an unexpected problem with the task you're trying to finish could cause a temporary upset between you and those closest to you. This might have your family stomping out of the house in anger. Remember that everybody has their own concerns and probably wouldn't have reacted this way otherwise. Finish what you have to do and patch things up later. All should be well. And that's the horoscope session of PD Radio.
And, here you go.
Yes. And yeah, I said exception.
I heard you. Yeah, the
you'll
butcher is out.
The butcher stays out with me. You already know this.
I saw it. The butcher.
So I hope you guys enjoy your show. You know what?
Yeah. I get hyped every time I hear that laugh.
Stop it. It's back to the music. It's time for the music. We about to
hold
get
on.
It. We got to get this
we still got some comedy
what?
Clips we got to get to, too, now.
We just did comedy. All right. Get your comedy clip and then back to the music.
Let me get one more in before then we go back to the music.
Let me get one more. All right, we'll get two more, but I want to get to the music.
I hear you. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Crying about paying your bills? Look, don't forget, life is short. Some of y'all just need to tell the truth. You lying to the bill collectors, got your kids lying. Just, my daddy say he ain't home. This bullshit. Just tell them the truth. When they call, just, hello? This is he. No, I know. How much is it? Shit. Okay. Your name is Jerry, right? Jerry, are you by a computer where you can get this down? Good. I am never, ever, ever going to fucking pay y'all. No, not payments, not installments. I'm not doing shit, Jerry. Don't threaten me, Jerry. I already got bad credit. Y'all should have turned that shit off last month. God bless you, too. God bless you. Life is too short to be stressing. I make sure that all of my days is worth something. That's why I still smoke weed, because it's a way for a nigga to take a quick vacation without leaving. I know some of y'all can't smoke weed because you got a good job, but if you ain't got no job and you're not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. There is a chemical in weed that's called fuck it. And if you could just get that in your system, it'll change your life. Some of y'all be crying about the light bills. I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. They want all of it. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. I just, fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches. Life is too short. Y'all actually got some good weed in Washington, too. I couldn't believe it. It's actually, I had to have a meeting with all the weed salesmen and explain to these niggas that I have an agenda. I have shit to do. I need regular weed. I don't want shit with a nickname, not Thriller, Killer, Salmonella, none of that shit, nigga. No, no. I want regular weed. I want to say it right on the bag, regular weed. Nigga in D.C. sold me some shit. I'm used to hitting weed and getting the munchies. That comes with it. This nigga sold me some weed so motherfucking good, had me looking at the refrigerator for 3 hours. I'm just sitting in the kitchen on the stove. Just... I bet you it ain't shit in there. I bet you it ain't. You know the weed is too good when you can't do nothing but hit it and look at it. You just... Something in there, nigga. Something in there. Well, why is it sparkling like that? It's not supposed to sparkle. Why is it...
PD Radio.
Rising, I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. I'm home chilling on Tuesdays, I'm listening to PD Radio from 8 to 10. You heard me? Day One Productions in the building. Yeah.
Miss PD, what's going on?
What's up, Black? I'm enjoying the show tonight. I like that clip by Cat Williams.
Yeah, I think you get some special requests and stuff. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Jamila on Twitter wants to hear Down My Heart by the Boys.
Classic. We're going to make
that
happen,
pretty
too. Much. Maybe
Probably
not tonight,
are.
But we're going to make it happen.
We got a next show, maybe.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I'm just trying to, you know, we are coming down to our last 30 minutes, so want to get a couple of the rest of these comic clips in, and then, you know, we're going to take this show out in dramatic fashion like we always do. So I think we need to get back to some of this comedy and just keep
let's
it rolling.
Do it.
All
let's
right,
do
let's
it.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
PD Radio.
So tired of the shit I see. This dude got offended, man. Just always offended. I say what the fuck I feel. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feeling. I was talking to this Asian dude, and I said, I called him Oriental. This motherfucker, I am not Oriental. I am Asian. Motherfucker, I don't know. All I know is y'all all run from Godzilla the same fucking way. That's all the fuck I know. The fuck I know. All the white people. I wish I could say that too. I can't say that. Only cool thing about being a black comedian is you get to say shit other people can't say. That's the fucking deal. But that's it. That's the only advantage, man. But if y'all want, we can switch places. We'll rule the world. And you get to say nigger, bitch, and hoe. And we'll throw in some of your white women to make it even. We'll give them back to you. Everybody getting in trouble. Don Imus got in trouble, man. Don Imus, I don't even know why somebody would take him seriously. That motherfucker looked like a werewolf that didn't finish changing. Like he was just about to turn into a werewolf, but the moon went down and, oh, shit. Where's my cowboy hat? And Al Sharpton, he was on TV more than the Lady Knights of Rutgers. Ain't that a bitch? At one point, I thought he played for Rutgers. I'm like, who is the chubby chick with the perm? What's the fuck?
PD Radio.
And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. I don't see no 20-year-old girls with a broke-down 55-year-old man with no money. You don't see no girl 20. Oh, he's, look at the homeless dude, but he's cute. Hey. She wants you to die. If you keep messing with her, you will. You want a woman to understand the signs of stroke. That's what I'm looking for. A woman that got my medication in her purse. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. I thought you took it. I thought I did. You want a woman that's your nurse. See, if you go to dinner with a woman that's 55 years old and your little lip curl up, she know what to do. Hey, Jamal, look at me. Jamal, look at me. She'll get you to a hospital and save your life. But a girl 20, quit making faces at me. It's not funny anymore. Now you all stroked out for the rest of your life because your little cute girlfriend didn't know the signs of stroke. She come visit you in the hospital. I ain't know where the stroke was. A tragic chaos. I don't understand you. I had a stroke. Well, can I have your house now? Since you can't live there no more. Marriage is about growing old together. Marriage is about falling apart at the same time. That's what makes it special. you live long enough, the two of you become one good person. You become one. One can see, one can hear. One can walk, one can use their hand. You need each other. You have to go to movies together. One listens, one watches. You become a team. One got a good right hip, one got a good left hip, and you're balanced. They're so cute together. No, they fall down. They need one another.
PD Radio.
Back to life, back to reality.
Radio.
Classic and always timeless.
Another good show. That's right. Music and comedy. It was good. I enjoyed myself tonight. Shout out to everybody who called in. Shout out to everybody who's listening right now. And shout out to everybody who goes back to listen to the archives. Check out the website, pdradio.site40.net. We love you guys. We really appreciate you tuning in every week. And Black, I can't thank you enough. You always come through. You always keep everything going so smooth. So thank you for being a great co-host every week. You just the best.
Thank you.
I couldn't do it without you.
Let's take it out in style.
Let's do it. PD Radio, have a good night, everybody. We love you.
The world's too fucking crazy. I can't believe we had that whole shit about motherfuckers saying nigga. Then Paul Mooney, our nigga, gonna get on TV and say he ain't never saying nigga again. What? They can't take that from us, nigga. You gonna let them take our shit? As long as white people can say bad credit, we should be able to say nigga. That's our shit. Oprah talking about we can't say nigga no more. Come on, Oprah. You own everything. Don't take nigga from us. Don't remember we love you, Oprah, because you a nigga? Did you forget that? Remember Color Purple till you do right by me, nigga? That was...
PD Radio.
Wait, last thing. I'm also going to need that extended warranty on it for the price of... on the house. Hmm?
That I can't do.
Now don't be a Negro, be my nigga. All right, help me out.
Hold on. I ain't nobody's nigga.
Well, I mean, you somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie.
Now you're being condescending. See, you've been warned, all right? Let's move forward amicably.
Okay, well, so check this out. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Mm-hmm. Watch your mouth and help me with the sale.
Okay, see, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now.
This shit just got real.
What you going to do, bitch?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. You know Luca Perry from 20th and 25th?
You ever heard of Rolling 20s, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Since I was 16, nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Frosty. You know what I'm saying? Spoon. Nigga,
okay.
We fuck dwarves in the ass.
Nigga, this dwarf here don't got to be tall. Let's pull a trigger off of somebody's face.
Oh,
nigga.
Good afternoon.
Back up. What's up?
Hey,
what?
Welcome to Smart Tech.
taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it. See, what he thought was he could come up in here and make the rules, but now he see that Jay make the rules in Smart Tech. Said, I run this bitch, and now he about to bounce.
This your boy?
Yeah, that's my boy, nigga. We rep the same Smart Tech.
You just got fucked up with him. Both y'all niggas gonna get clapped up when I get back.
Both of y'all niggas.
What did I do?
It don't fucking matter. Yeah, well, aim.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.